Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 99, and today is Thursday, December 6th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, so similar to what I did on Tuesday's show, I'm going to do kind of a bit more of a practical show today, kind of trying to get down the weeds and kind of really work through some topics in great detail. It's kind of what I think I'll be doing for the next little while. But today I'm going to be talking about, I guess you could call it the logistics or the accounting or the sort of the business side of being an independent business. And as whenever you talk about this kind of a topic, it's always worth, you know, certainly saying, A, this probably only applies to people who, or applies most closely to people who live in the U.S. A lot of the things I'm talking about are based on the way business works in the U.S. Many of them may even be based on how business works in Virginia, where I live. I'm neither your accountant nor your lawyer, but always wise to seek advice from people like that, or to be confident in your choices based on your own research before you do anything. But this is kind of the experience I've had. I've been doing this for quite a while, so hopefully some of the insights I've had and kind of how I do it will be helpful. So without further ado, so basically when I'm talking about the sort of the financial side of a business, it's at its core is just about how you manage the money of a business. And at the end of the day, a business is all about money. That's sort of what you're, you know, and it's all about, are you able to make a profit from the work you do? Are you able to, you know, generate more income for the base for a smaller amount of expense? That's all business is. At the end of the day, anything that gets more complicated or sophisticated or thinks it's cooler or clever than that, always kind of makes me a little nervous. Business is just about, you know, bringing in more money than you put out. And so this is kind of how you sort of approach that. First, I hear from a lot of people who listen to this show who are independents or hobbyists, you could call them, or people who are thinking about getting into this. And the first thing I want to say is that it's very important that you treat your business like a business, because if you don't, no one else will. And your accountant, your lawyer, the IRS, which is the Internal Revenue Service here in the U.S., the people who come and take your collect the government taxes from you. But I say that because one of the best advice I ever got when I was first starting out was that you have to separate your personal finances from your business finances. That is an absolute essential thing in order for you to be able to be successful in business, is to separate those two and treat your business like a business. You know, it has its own set of books, it has its own accounts, it has its own philosophy and schedule and philosophy for managing its finances that may be different than what your personal goals, finances, and structure would be. You know, it's about, you know, businesses have different goals, businesses have different needs, and so you have to treat them separately. And so the first thing you always have to do, and this is, I think, generally would be applicable, is that you really need to create a separate account for your business that's separate from your personal. If you're starting out, it can seem a little silly, but it's one of those things that I feel like was the most important thing in the setting up the financial sort of groundwork for my business, was creating its own account. And the primary reason for that is that it lets you very clearly see how you're doing. You know, say you create, you know, opening a business account, or even just a separate personal account. Like the exact details don't matter as much as there being a separate place. What that allows you to do is all the money that goes into that is income for your business. All the money that comes out is expense for your business. And you can very easily take care of that. And you can understand it and you can look at it. You know, say you sort of seed your business with whatever it is. You know, you're sort of $100, $1,000, depending on exactly what you need. Like, you seed your business with a certain amount of money. And then the amount you are above or below that is how well your business is doing at that time. Very simple, very straightforward. It's not a lot of, you know, accounting, bookkeeping, and fancy things like that. It's just how much money's in the account. And that's something that you can, I found was very helpful early on to get it, help me kind of get a wrap my head around it. And the second thing that really, really helps is that it makes bookkeeping so much easier, because all I had to do initially, at this point now I have someone who does my books for me and I have an accountant. When I was starting out, I was doing it all myself, just, you know, in an Excel spreadsheet even. It was very easy for me to run my books, to, you know, categorize my income, do all those things, because every transaction, every financial transaction that in any way was related to the business of my business was in that ledger. and that made my life so much easier. All the, you know, I just go through, here's all the here's all the deposits, here's all the debits, and you know, that's my books. That's my balance sheet. And it was so much easier to do that than when I first started out. It was just like, you know, I ran it through my own personal stuff, but it was a mess and definitely wanted to avoid that. So definitely what I strongly recommend is you create a checking account and probably get a credit card for your business. Like I said, if you, depending on where you are, it will depend on how easy it is to create your own business entity, an LLC or an S-Corp or all the things that you can do. I don't really get into that. That's really up to your own situation and, you know, financial planning and things. But however it is, or even if you're just a sole proprietor, if you're just, you know, doing your business on your own as yourself, create separate accounts for your business that lets you manage and more clearly have visibility into your financial situation. Second, and this is perhaps just as important, is the importance of keeping good records for your business. It's one of those things that for your business is, especially from a tax compliance perspective, but just generally, the level of care you need to do with record keeping is, I feel, just higher than it would be in your own personal finances. No one really cares, you know, where you had lunch and how much you spent and so on. But for businesses and especially for tax compliance reasons, it's very important to keep track of, you know, all your receipts, all your records, have all that in place so that you, when it comes to your taxes at the end of the year or when you're kind of looking through things, that you have really clear documentation for this. Certainly, it really helps that a lot of things are, you know, I do online now. And so I just, you know, I have a collection of receipts and things. And for me, like I've said, it's someone else who does my books for me. And so I just email her all of the receipts whenever I get them with a little category, with a one or two word description of what it was, if it isn't obvious. And that helps me sort of trying to collect all the receipts. The goal is that for any transaction that the business has, you have a record of exactly what that is, when it happened, and often who was there, what it was about. And that really helps with your tax compliance when you're trying to justify a business expense. The whole concept of a business expense is a funny thing. I definitely hear a lot of people who kind of go into it, have this mindset, oh, it's like I want to start a business because then everything's a business expense, as though somehow that makes everything free. It certainly helps, and the government picks up a portion of a lot of the expenses I incur as a business, which is great, and I appreciate that. But it's, you know, it's sort of like mortgage interest. It's not free that it's tax deductible. It just is cheaper. You know, so I mean, and the way that works out practically is if I make a purchase for something that's business related, say I purchased $1,000 worth of widgets, the government is essentially going to be paying for a portion of that. And by, you know, in the sense of a portion of that's not counted against my taxable income. And so the government is chipping in part of that. And so it's better to think about it as a discount. You know, essentially everything is whatever, 30% off, 40% off, depending on what your tax rates are. But that's how you think about it. It's a discount. It's not like the business is buying it so it's free, or the business is buying it so that you can kind of go crazy. It's still your money. You're just purchasing that at a discount. That's just the thing. Or a lot of people I hear, you'll get to the end of a year and be like, oh man, I got this extra money I don't want to have to pay tax on. And that's perhaps one of the most silliest things you can hear. It's sort of the old phrase, buying something because it's cheap that you don't need is no deal at all. So just because something's on sale doesn't mean that it's worth buying unless you would have bought it otherwise. And so that's the other thing you want to always keep in mind, is that your business it's still your money, or it's you and your partner's money that you're spending. And so be mindful of that and don't get too carried away of thinking, oh, it's a business expense. It's a business expense. You know, it's still coming out of your pocket to some degree. And then next, I just want to talk about sort of budgeting and salary and this type of thing. For a while, I used to think I really needed to be careful about budgeting, and ultimately, I found that it didn't really fit with the way I work and the way I think to have a very detailed budget. Some people, that works great. Some people, it doesn't. You want to find what works well with you, but the real goal of a budget is to have a sense of where you are on a cash flow basis, from my perspective. My goal is to say, in a typical month, I spend X. In a typical month, I make Y. And I'm trying to make sure that those two offset so that I have a profit and that profit is going to be roughly what I can do. And so budgeting for me, I find, is most helpful in the sense of helping me to determine if something is worth, if I can afford to do something. You know, if I'm thinking about doing an advertising campaign or I'm thinking of buying a new device, I can look at it and say, how's the business doing compared to the money I want to make? And this leads into probably the second, or I guess now we're up to the third key thing that I find, is as soon as you can, if you're trying to do a business at all seriously, if you want this to replace your income, if you want it to be your main job, I think it's very, very wise to start paying yourself a salary from your business rather than just sort of doing the somewhat simplistic version of, you know, you get to the end of the month and you just write yourself a check for whatever is left at the end of the month, every month or something like that. I used to do that, and that was kind of the way I first worked it out when I was a business. But I found that on the personal side, that was very stressful and challenging to have these massive fluctuations. If I have a good month, you know, a lot of apps or sales selling or whatever, you know, maybe it's the Christmas rush and so you get a little burst in sales. And then you get this nice check. Okay, great. You know, we doing our sort of personal stuff based on that. And you have a few dry months, and it's kind of things get tricky and tight, and you're kind of it's more difficult to balance that. I definitely found that it was a lot less stressful being independent when I started to just take a salary from the business and to gradually build up a buffer in the business to pay me that salary. Now, obviously, that's still my money in the business, and I could take it out at any time. But by leaving it in the business and paying it out to myself in a measured way, it smooths out all the ups and downs of the business and makes my life much simpler and makes things like budgeting much easier on the business side, because I know what my expenses from a personnel perspective, including my own costs, are going to be every month, and that's what I'm basing it on. And then, you know, I think what I do is quarterly, I take out any extra profit that's left above and beyond what I need to operate the business and a reasonable cushion and margin. I take out quarterly as a bonus if that makes sense. But I've just found that to be a tremendously helpful thing for simplifying my expenses and simplifying, you know, the difficulty of, on a personal side, of being self-employed. As soon as you can do that, I'd highly recommend it. You know, it's one of those things that it certainly takes a little discipline, and, you know, really what you're looking for is you're hoping to find one of those nice big, you know, and you capitalize on a big spike in the business, which, you know, most of these businesses that I talk about here, you know, selling apps or doing consulting, are very bursty. There tends to be, you know, good months and bad months. And so take a good, whenever you get a good month, try and, you know, leave something in the business and leave something in the business and leave something in the business every time you have a good one, and then, you know, be taking it out, you know, evenly over the course of the year. And like I said, that really, really, really helps, because especially, I mean, on a personal side with your spouse or, you know, family life, it's sort of like you have a job again. It's sort of like you just have a regular job that you're making an income from, and you can plan accordingly, and you can work out your mortgage, and you can do all those things in a way that makes a lot more sense. That for me, I found it was really difficult if I had one of these, you know, big burst months, or, you know, I have a consulting client who finally catches up on their invoices or something, and I'm making, you know, sort of this large influx of money, to treat that as though it's, you know, essentially needs to last a couple of months if it wasn't actually paid to me that way. So, it's, you know, that's kind of how I do it. I'm trying to think of other parts of this that are important to keep in mind. Probably the last one is just to, you know, make sure that you, I think, and it gets back to what I was saying at the beginning, that if you don't treat your business like a business, no one else will. And what I mean by that is that you have to take your finances very seriously when you're a business. It's a different level of responsibility. It's a different level of accountability. And often the amount of money that you're talking about is more than what you would typically have to deal with if you were a salaried employee. You know, a lot of the overhead costs, the benefits, expenses, taxes, and stuff your employer was paying for you that you never saw, when it's, you know, it's your own company, you're responsible for that. And the, you know, classic example is you're going to be responsible for, you know, sort of payroll taxes and stuff often, depending on your situation, whatever. But, you know, there's often times when you'll have money in the business that isn't actually yours, that'll ultimately be owed to the government or ultimately owed to some regulatory body or whatever. And you have to be very careful that you don't get sloppy about that and take money out that turns out wasn't actually yours. All right, so that's it for today's show. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, I'm on Twitter at @_DavidSmith. I'm on AppNet at @DavidSmith. And otherwise, hope you guys have a great weekend. Happy coding, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.